You're listening to SBS News.
Around the world, mayors are taking action to create healthier and more sustainable cities. In the French capital, Paris, a host of influential and inspiring mayors, along with international business leaders and change makers, have been meeting at the annual Women for Climate conference. In her address, the mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, expressed regret that several nations had withdrawn from the Paris Climate Change Agreement. Other countries, she said, were not taking action fast enough.
But we can't wait for them to move faster or to change their minds. It is high time to take the lead and build together the future we want, the future we can trust.
This year's conference has showcased how women are taking the lead when it comes to climate change. Dakar's mayor, Soham El-Wadini, said it was particularly important to raise awareness among women of climate issues.
Women are the centre of the family. She is the educator. She is the one who manages the household. The family unit is the most basic part of everything. So by speaking to women, by speaking to young people, by raising awareness at the school level, I think we could have excellent results.
Chicago's mayor said his city would continue its commitment to the Paris Agreement despite United States President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the accord. Rahm Emanuel said Chicago was 40% of the way there.
One of the biggest projects under construction is our entire streetlight system is going LED smart grid. Our bus fleet in the city of Chicago's public buses will be totally electric. And we just purchased our first 20.
Next year's conference will be held in Sydney in April. Lord Mayor Clover Moore has said she hopes the event can give voice to the majority of ordinary Australians who she says believe the science and want action. Meanwhile, the 16-year-old Swedish girl who's inspired global climate student protests, including in Australia, has called people's ignorance about climate change absurd.
Most people I talk to, they don't have even the basic knowledge about the climate crisis. They don't know what the Keeling curve is. They don't know what the albedo effect is. And that is absurd that people don't know those things.
Speaking after a march involving more than 7,500 children in the Belgian capital Brussels, Greta Thunberg called for officials to take action on climate change.
If I were in charge, I would tell the truth, the emergency of the situation and what we need to do and what we need to do to try to save what can be saved and how fast that must be and how big the transition must be.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.